we don't want to get into Matthew 15 much, but I just want to point this out, that in this whole commentary on the traditions of men, he took the disciples on a field trip all the way up to Phoenicia to a woman of Canaan in order to prove to the disciples and to wash them and cleanse them of some traditions of men, which, of course, in Matthew 15 are called dung. It's not what you eat that defiles you, but it's what comes out of your mouth that defiles you. And it's the dung, the traditions of men which come forth, is defiling. It defiles because it is not the true word of God. It's a tradition of men which makes the word of God of none effect. And that is a problem. Jesus brought his disciples up there. This woman of Canaan appeals for help. Jesus acts like what the disciples had acted like, you know. He just kind of turns his nose up at him, at her, and refuses to answer. But she is persistent. And finally, Jesus commends her faith. And it was a lesson to the disciples. Because they find out now, Jesus didn't learn anything new, but the disciples did. The disciples learned that even a woman of Canaan can have faith in God and can call upon Jesus Christ and get blessings and healing from him. This was a real lesson. Then they turned around and went back. I mean, here's this long journey from Capernaum all the way to the coast of Phoenicia just to minister to a Canaanite woman and then come on back so that the disciples would understand, maybe not immediately, but at least later, that even Canaanites have a right to approach God. Then a God is no respecter of persons. They still didn't learn. So later in the book of Acts, we find Philip going down to the Samaritans. And the disciples then have to come down and they're finding out what's going on. And the Holy Spirit comes upon those Samaritans just like they did upon the disciples at Pentecost. And whoa, what a shock to their system. And you'd think that they would have learned at that time. But no. Now Peter is still having the same problem. A third time now, God gives him a personal vision and says, here, get with the program. Peter goes, what to their great astonishment, the Spirit of God comes upon them as well. The middle of verse 28 in Acts chapter 10 says, but God hath showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Now, all these beasts and critters that were let down in the sheet are actually representing people. They're representing people.